I need your prayers. I want to thank the Lord tonight for his mercies to us. I had no idea of being up here in front of you tonight. But I feel the Lord giving us something to bring to our attention, a little thought. So we want to look over here in 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. And looking at the 1 Corinthians 3rd chapter, looking at about the 10th verse, we'll start there. It says, according to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. The Apostle Paul is saying that he's laid a foundation for these folks. I would suppose that he's referring to his bringing the gospel to them. And then he says, and another buildeth thereon, but let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is the real foundation upon which we are to make we're to build our lives. Every spiritual thing that we are to accomplish in this life is should be built upon Jesus Christ. And he is that foundation. It says, now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. And if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. We are to build on this foundation of Jesus Christ. And he speaks of gold or silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. In other words, we will be building, if we're going to build upon this foundation of Jesus Christ, we're going to be building with some precious things, hopefully. But some people, no doubt, will try to build upon the foundation of Jesus Christ with some things that won't stand the fire. They won't stand the test of time either. So we want to encourage us tonight to build upon that foundation with the very best that we have. Yeah. Put your heart into it. Put your all into it. Dedicate yourself to building upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. Amen. It should be something that is, you might say, your life's work. More important than any other thing that you'll undertake in your whole life. You should view it like that with a real strong conviction. Yeah. It's a knowledge that we should have that each one of us, personally, saved, sanctified, I am building upon this foundation. The foundation that I'm building upon, there is no other foundation to build upon. There is no better foundation for us to build upon than Jesus Christ. When we're building a natural building today in this time world, we set a foundation first, a foundation according to building codes, hopefully a foundation that'll stand the test of time, a foundation that won't crack and shift. There'll be much preparation maybe that goes into putting that foundation down. First, there's a preparation, surveying of the land around about it, the ground, to make sure that the soil is sound. And so, in us building a life for Jesus Christ, we should look around and count the cost in our lives. What's it going to cost us to live for God? Yeah. Weigh what it's going to cost. Examine it. Look at the situation. Don't just be one that says, I'm going to serve the Lord and give it no real consideration. But give it some real serious consideration, what it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you something valuable. You know, I think sometimes people feel that they can be a Christian and really don't have to pay very much for it. But if you're going to be a Christian, it's going to cost you something. There is no such thing as a free ride. You just can't be a top water, a Christian. That doesn't pan out in today's world. People will look at you and pretty easy be able to come to the conclusion you're hypocritin or you're not really serious. And so this world is full of people that have tried to do that. And so many people are somewhat disgusted with religion. And maybe justly so, because many people have brought a reproach upon the name of Christ. And they've lived shameful lives, even while they have professed to be Christians. So we want to build upon this foundation of Jesus Christ. He is the foundation that we want to build upon. I want to turn over here now to St. Matthew, the 7th chapter. Jesus said after he spoke upon the mount there, brought his, what we call the Sermon up on the Mount. Many teachings, I believe, in this 5th, 6th, and 7th chapters of St. Matthew seem like Jesus Christ touched on a broad range of subjects. Almost all of the subjects that are necessary for the, let's say, to lay the foundation that you and I are to have in our lives, he spread it all out here pretty much before us here in these three chapters. And then here in the 24th verse says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, he shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Jesus is saying to us here that these things that he taught here, and I could say that even all the things that were brought out in the New Testament, even many things in the Old Testament, that these things form the basis of our beliefs. What Jesus was talking about here was the things that he had just spoken about in these three chapters, that if you will hear these things, and then if you will do them, if you will build your life based upon these things, if you will accept these things as your true and conscientious beliefs, and make them cornerstones and make them basic principles to be lived in your life with some real conviction, that if you will do that, you will have a house, a spiritual house, that will be able to stand all kinds of troubles and trials in this lifetime. I think of us as young people starting off to live for the Lord. We get saved. Do you not realize that as you're young, now is the time to dedicate your heart and life to the Lord? Now is the time to be really serious about living for God. It's time to be sober. It seems like the enemy would like for you to be playful, carry on foolishness, a lot of foolishness, have your mind on a lot of things, just here and there, and nothing that really holds your attention while you're young. But we need to turn away from that. I would exhort you, turn away from that. Concentrate. Bring your mind in. Make Jesus Christ the centerpiece of your life while you're young. Let him be the one that, you know, as you're here in the church, and you hear the gospel, you hear the word of God brought to you a little bit at a time, Sunday after Sunday. And maybe you live in a house where you have Christian parents, and they have principles that they put before you. They have good godly teachings. They have a manner and a way in which they run their household that is godly and in its basis. And that is all spread before you while you're young. It's time to accept those things while you're young. Look around you. observe what's going on, observe what's been put before you, and then bring your life into line with what you have been taught and with what you have seen that is godly around about you. There will be many children, young people around you that are going in a different way in the world. Their attention is here. Their attention is there. They're trying to do things without God even on their mind. Have no idea about God having anything at all to do with their lives. And so that's the way they're conducting their lives. But I want to encourage us today, as Christians, young people, Christians, put your mind on the Lord. Get down to business. Salvation means something. Sanctification means something. It means living a holy life. It's a lot more than talk. There's a time in which, you might say, the rubber meets the road, you know. In other words, when this thing gets serious, now prove that you're a Christian. Prove that you believe in the Word of God. Prove that you believe and accept the teachings that have been put before you. If any man will hear these sayings, Jesus says he will liken that man to a wise man. It's wise for you to give your heart to the Lord and let God confirm his word to you. To me, this is one of the most beautiful things to see happening in the lives of our young people. As they have been taught, maybe they have been restrained and constrained while they're young. From doing and being involved in some things, as parents, we'll constrain them. We will withhold them from some things. But then it is so beautiful to see themselves begin to buckle down, get a hold of it for themselves. Trusting the Lord for the healing of our bodies, that's something that I've come to the conclusion. There's no one that can walk that path but you. No one can walk the path for you. Yeah, there may be examples ahead of you. You may have been taught some things. But it finally comes a point in time where you have to get it for yourself. And it has to be something that's between you and God. You have to get a hold of God, not just for that, but I say there are many moral principles that are taught to you while you're young. Get a hold of those things just between you and God. Get a hold of it like that. Such a simple thing as for example, as telling lies. Baby, I believe the scripture tells us over there in Psalms, isn't it? Something about men, as soon as they're born, they go astray, telling lies.
Yeah.
It seems like just one of those natural things.
Yeah.
Children will tell lies. Some of them are in business telling lies at 18 months old. Maybe two years old. They're already telling lies.
Yeah.
Acting them out. Very young. You know, when you get saved, it means something to put away all lying. When you first get saved, put away lying. And then as you go on through life, you will have temptations to lie. You may be saved, you may be sanctified, but there will be temptations to lie sometime. There will be situations that will arise, but you should have the moral principles of godliness so active in your life and conscientious in your life that God himself, your relationship with God, is something that will hold you up in that time of strong temptation to tell a lie.
Praise the Lord.
Sometimes we can tell a lie and maybe the devil will tell us, if you just say this, you'll save your job. And that might be true. You might save it. But what profit is it going to be if you gain the whole world and lose your soul?
Yes.
sometimes to tell the truth, people get real angry at you when you tell the truth. Sometimes when you take a stand for God, people can get real angry. I've experienced that sort of thing. Get real angry. Just real angry. But you know, our foundation with God, with Jesus Christ on the inside, it must be so strong. Our commitment to living a life with moral principles must be so strong that even though it may hurt us to see our friends, maybe people in authority, angry at us, very much angry and displeased with us, but our attachment to God is so strong that it holds us up at that time. We will stay true to God no matter what. When I'm finished with this, you might say, well, I might not have this job, but I know God will have something for me. I don't have to lay aside any principles that I have been taught, any godly, righteous principles that I have been taught. I don't have to lay any of those things aside to live and get along in this world.
Amen.
I want to encourage us tonight. Just get a hold of God when we're young. Get that foundation established so that it will not be moved. When we start off to live for God, we don't know what 20 years is going to bring. When you consecrate your life to the Lord, for Him to use it, for Him to use you, for Him to have access of all that you have, your abilities, and all that you have, you don't know where that consecration is going to take you. But no matter what the afflictions, no matter what the pain, no matter what suffering, see, no matter what kind of misfortune, no matter what kind of physical, temporal difficulties we may encounter in this life, we're fully, wholly committed to living for God.
Yes.
We're standing up on a firm foundation. It's a foundation that'll stand. It's not a foundation that shifts and changes with the winds of time. The Apostle Paul was talking to Timothy once in 1 Timothy, his first chapter. And he says here, starting at the fourth verse, "Greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice. And I am persuaded that in thee also." He is saying here that something that was observed in this young man's grandmother, unfeigned faith, not a false faith, not something that was a pretended type of a faith, but something that was real. So this grandmother had it, this mother had it, and he's assured that this young man has it likewise. You, me, maybe, there have been many of us that have had godly parents, foreparents, that have taught us, you know what, we should stay with those teachings. We should observe them. We should respect them. A godly parent is something to be valued highly. Someone that has unfeigned faith, not a fake, not a false, not a pretense, nothing like that, the real thing. When you see somebody that has the real thing, you know it because there is conviction behind it. You can tell it in the way they carry it out in their lives. And so it is with the thing that's been passed down to you. Maybe it hasn't come through a grandmother and a mother to you. Maybe it has been something that you have gotten a hold of just by you seeking the Lord. You've gotten a hold of something from God. And so I want to encourage you, be faithful, be true with that thing that you have gotten a hold of from God. Be true to it. Don't ever compromise your principles for whatever situation that may arise in life. We're going to go through times in life when people look well upon us. You know that. There'll be times, you know, and that makes you feel kind of good. Oh, people are just complimenting you about your successes. They're maybe coming around trying to encourage you in a time of failure, a time when you feel maybe somewhat cast down. People supporting you here or there. But do you not know there'll be times that if you walk in this way, that you may find yourself somewhat like Jesus Christ, out there praying in the cold, alone, getting ready to face what would seem like the most serious thing in your life. No one to stand with you. The Apostle Paul, I believe, said something like that at one time. He said that all they in a certain place, they weren't standing with me. Some withstood him greatly. We need to be able to say, well, we have a foundation that is so sure in God. We are so committed. God has proven himself to us, each one individually, to such an extent that if everyone forsakes me, no one stands with me, I'll stand for the Lord. I've said that sometimes. I have felt somewhat, when I've said that, I felt somewhat that maybe some people just don't understand what I've said, you know, and think that, well, maybe Brother Bowman is talking about having some kind of an independent spirit. No. But I want you to know that there will be times in this life when the person that's closest to you, the people that are your best friends, there will be times when maybe mother or father or brothers,
amen,
some in the church that you've been very close to, have strong bonds to, that not even though those people know the path that you're walking in. And you're going to need to stand alone. But I want to encourage you, stand. Stand anyway. And in time, you know, there's, when things come our way in life, it's not just some happenstance occurrence. You know that? When reverses and troubles, trials come our way in life, it's not some accident, not just some perchance happening, but God let it come. God let that whole circumstance develop like that. And it affects you in the way that it affects you. It's all in God's control.
Yes.
If you have your life in the hands of the Lord, He's got it all under control.
Amen.
And He will enable you to stand.
Yes.
And come to a day, no doubt, that you will experience others standing with you.
Yes.
It just seems like you go through a valley alone sometimes.
Yes.
You come up, and everybody's with you. Thank the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We as saints, we like to be on the mountaintop together.
Yeah.
We go down in the valley and fight the battles too, you know, whenever we can understand that there's a battle to fight, and, you know, with our brother, our sister, to go down with them and stand right with them. But sometimes maybe we just can't do that. But you know, when they come up, if you've been rooting for them, when they come up, you'll be very much pleased, rejoicing with them in the victory that God has given.
Amen.
I want to turn over here now to 2 Timothy, the second chapter, the 19th verse. It says, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His, and everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
Yes.
Nevertheless, see, the foundation of God. Maybe I should read up above this a little bit. He says, 16th verse, but shun profane and vain babblings. This is for context for this 19th verse. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some.
No.
Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure.
Yes.
In other words, be sober in your thinking. Be sober in your thoughts. Be circumspect in the way you look at your life before God here on this earth. And then be careful how you use your tongue.
Yes.
And then be so committed to God, so dedicated to God, that you'll be true to Him no matter what. Where there will be things that will be said in the way of doctrine and teachings that may overthrow the faith of some. Things that are not true being spread around as though they are true. And some will be affected by those things. There is the Word of God. Jesus Christ intended for the Word of God to go forth and for it to bring all of us, help us all to come to a unity of the faith. He wanted us to come to a place where we're all rooted and grounded in the doctrine, in the teachings of God. And then brought together so that we can stand up for God no matter what. And so we want to get a hold of that and come to that place where we can just stand for God no matter what's going on around us. And then when we see some that are overthrown, we see the winds of doctrine blowing this way and that way, spiritual doctrines and teachings that are people are following, some of those things that people are following will not lead them to heaven.
Amen.
This world is full of a lot of teachings and doctrines and theories and religious ideas that are not going to lead people to heaven. Any kind of a religious teaching that doesn't encourage you to draw closer to God is going to lead you away from God. It won't lead you to heaven.
Amen.
See, God's Word, the truth of God's Word, the gospel that Jesus Christ brought is intended to get man to heaven, to help man to live a godly and a holy life.
Yes.
And any doctrine, if there be a doctrine of teaching that would tell you you can wait and one of these days weigh on later on, somebody can help you get into heaven. Don't you believe that? You better take advantage of this time that you have in this life right now to get ready to go to heaven.
Amen.
Nevertheless, all these things, this religious doctrine, and there are spirits that are in the world today circulating around about out there in the world that are leading people astray. Nevertheless, the foundation of God, it's going to stand sure. The world that we live in has so far departed from what God intended for man to live. But the world is full of that sort of thing. We live in a country where people think that it's wrong to pray in school. We live in a country where many people say that it's wrong to paddle a child. They believe it. They really believe that. But the Scripture doesn't tell us that. The Scripture lets us know that correction may be had. There are times for correction by means of the some method. That's what the Scripture says.
Amen.
We live in a world where people around about us have, many people have so departed from those things that are godly and right that they believe in homosexual relationships, having the same respect before God as a heterosexual relationship. There are people that believe those things. And they expect you to accept it. They do. See? We live in a world where the almighty dollar is the God to most people. And it's a great temptation for it to be an awfully important thing to us too. People want power. You know, the dollar will give you power. It'll give you power here in this time world. But you know, the power that we really want is that power that comes from God.
Amen.
There are a number of other things going on in this time world. Many immoral things. Relationships of young men and young women that are not married. Living together as man and wife. That's a common thing in the world we live in. A very common thing. Ordinary. You know, we, in order to be saints, we're going to have to stand on what's right before God. Those things that, you know, some things don't look so good, you know, so you should stay away from them. Be careful. But anyway, the foundation of God standeth sure.
Yes.
Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. That foundation that you have received in salvation, sanctification, and in accepting the Word of God, and in allowing God to confirm these things to your heart, to your mind, so that the godly principles that are taught in the Bible are a part of you.
Yeah.
That foundation, let it stand sure. Because God, He's looking down and He knows that you're one of His.
Yeah.
So, I'll leave that with you tonight. How's your foundation? How is your foundation? Is it something that is standing sure right now in this time world? When we see things just shifting and falling and moving all around about us, and things going more wicked as the years go on. People used to think it was wicked some years ago when I was a young person. I say they thought it was wicked. I don't know what they would think it is today. But as you, young people, go forward in life, I have no idea what you're going to face. But you know, the foundation of Jesus Christ, the gospel, the godly principles that are in the Word of God, things that have been lived out before you in a nice godly manner, those things will stand you in good stead as we go forward into the future. Pray for me.